This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As we join John Rash and DJ Tice playing politics, update you that the three former presidents, Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton, along with their first ladies, are at Arlington National Cemetery awaiting the vice president and the president to join them in honoring those buried at Arlington Cemetery. We will start with you, John. When you listened to the president give his inauguration speech, what stood out most to you?
That if we look today compared to 4 years ago, the controversy, however inconsequential, was how many people were there yesterday or 4 years ago. And I think that historians will look at this inauguration as, sadly and tragically, how many people aren't here in terms of at the tables of Americans and in households across the country, because we just went over 400,000 who have passed away from the coronavirus crisis. And so much of what President Biden had to say and so much of what he'll have to do is about this extraordinary scourge and how it's changed the nation. That certainly isn't the only crisis he has to face. And indeed, his international inbox, his domestic one, is overflowing unlike almost any president in many of our lifetime. But I think that job one will be that. He certainly acknowledged that. And that was the overhang to everything that has been happening throughout the last year, culminating in today's inauguration.
Doug, how about you?
Well, I certainly think it's true that the pandemic is going to be job one, and is consuming a lot of energy. Today, of course, is a day for pageantry and platitudes, and we got plenty of both. It's a celebration of freedom, as John Kennedy called it, and a day for good wishes all around. I think there has been as much of that as there can be. This transition of power is about as bitter as any certainly in modern American history, maybe ever. Without the outgoing president even bothering to attend. But the theme of the speech was certainly unity and trying to bring America together. I'm not sure there was as much conciliation in it as there might have been, but that certainly was a theme that was struck and another of the major challenges for President Biden going forward. And I think we all need to hope that he can have some success.
So let me stay with that, Doug, you first on the speech. To me, it was fairly typical Joe Biden throughout his career. Unity. I'm a person who can get things done. You cannot stop America if we all come together. Democracy prevailed. What else did you want to hear outside of those major themes?
Well, I think the great challenge of the speech was to begin a process of real healing, if we're in fact going to have that. And we got a lot of the words, you know, unity and togetherness and listening to each other and so on, but nothing that really seemed to me to reach out. You know, when he did address directly people who didn't support him, what he said was, hear me. hear me out. He didn't say, I hear you. And there wasn't anything in the speech that suggested that hearing has happened or will happen.
Let me jump in just real quick.
Doug,
let me just jump in real quick, if I can. Doesn't he say all the time, I'm going to be the president for all of you, even if you didn't vote for me?
Yeah, but there's got to be some substance to that.
Sure.
There was a lot of talk about the riot from a couple of weeks ago, which, of course, is natural and appropriate. But how hard would it have been to that the burning and looting that we saw in dozens of American cities last summer is also something we never want to see again? But there wasn't a hint of that. That is something conservative Americans that I know what you're worried about. That I hear you, but he can't say that, and it's obvious that, you know, he's aware of what he can't say.
John, do you think that Joe Biden went far enough specifically, as Doug's pointing out, reaching out to them, other than just words, in a more specific manner, to demonstrate that he's going to be there for them?
Well, I think one of the things that he did effectively in terms of reaching out is he reached back to his congressional career and mentioned his years in the Senate. The relationships that he has clearly are something that means a lot to him and may mean a lot to those even on the other side of the aisle who are still serving in the House and the Senate. And so to the degree that to actually get something done, there has to be legislation, you have to get laws passed, I think that his more collegial congressional relationships did show just in the rhetoric and the body language, you know, that was up there. I found it quite striking this morning that when President Trump departed, that the Senate Majority Leader and the House Minority Leader, who both Republicans, did not attend that event but chose to go to church with President-elect Biden. And I think that, you know, that was a really interesting signal, a reach across the aisle, much to their credit, of Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and many others. The vice president's presence there was also very, very welcome. So I think to the degree that President Biden looks at things legislatively, he did try to reach out from that perspective. Clearly, as DJ correctly points out, he needs to continue to sound off on this theme and to reach across and to truly listen. And I think that'll make him a more effective president.
Let's pause right here. Continue the dialogue between DJ Tice, John Rash, right here on WCCO as we continue with Playing Politics. I want to talk about what's taking place at your house, your condo. I mentioned tomorrow night, right around zero, stay in that way for a day or so before it warms up. Even when it warms up, let's be honest, in winter, you still want a furnace that is working all the time. You want a company you can rely on, and you want to pay attention when it's the best time to purchase a new furnace, right? Or air conditioner. How old is that furnace? 8, 10, 12 years? Well, my friends at K&S Heating Air have a great deal right now, maybe the deal of the year. They will install a new high-efficiency Lennox furnace for just $2,295. Why? They know this is a slower time. They know we're still in the middle of a pandemic, so they work with Lennox. How do they pull this off? By partnering the Lennox furnace with the matching air conditioner, and you get the furnace for $2,295. Don't miss out. To get all the details, you can call them, 952-697-4328, or visit them online, ksheating.com. It's 1:50. That is the Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to say goodbye to ice dams and drafty homes for good. We've had so much happening the last couple months, 2 weeks ago, the insurrectionists seeking out the vice president and others. We've had the president protest in the election. We have Joe Biden, who's been a part of Washington, D.C. since 1972. And, John, we also have an African-American female, a black female, for the first time as president or vice president. It was an amazing precedent as a president when Barack Obama was inaugurated January 9th? Is it possible, because I think it is, with everything that has happened, that we haven't paid quite, I'm not saying none, that would be exaggerated, we haven't paid quite enough attention to how unprecedented this is, how remarkable this is, that Kamala Harris is the vice president?
It's not only possible, it's quite likely that we've overlooked this. To some degree, that's a sign of progress in terms of how trailblazing President Obama's candidacy and presidency was, and that someone of Vice President Harris's competence and confidence on the national stage is now a given in national politics. But you're quite right, Chad, that you know, in nearly any other election year, this would be the story that's out there. And I think that the election protest, the insurrection riot at the Capitol, the drama happening with Congress, not only overshadowed Vice President Harris's moment, remarkably, I think it even eclipsed President Biden. I think that the story over the last 4 years, let alone these intense 4 weeks that we've just gone through here, has been much more about President Trump, as it almost always is whenever he's involved in any kind of narrative. And I think that even though he's been on the scene, as you mentioned, since 1972, usually there's much, much more focus on the incoming president. And indeed, in this case, as you mentioned, would be the vice president, but so much was on President Trump. So I think that, you know, being underestimated and perhaps a little less overexposed, if that's possible for someone at this high of an office, is actually an advantage as they come into office. And I think that so many people have known Vice President Biden in particular, either as a candidate or, you know, as a number two in terms of the vice president. It's going to be really interesting and perhaps revealing to see, you know, how he does as a president. And if anything, he's certainly ready for this moment, given his decades of experience, and Vice President Harris probably certainly ready as well.
You know, I think, same question. I think also, what role do you think she's going to play? Will it be as some who are in a little bit of a lot of areas, or like Joe Biden, when he was with Barack Obama the first year or so, directly involved in the economic recovery?
Well, I think what we've been overlooking is the unique, almost unique situation that she is going to be in as the presiding officer of the Senate, with the Senate divided 50-50 as it is, and she then having a tie-breaking vote. And, you know, she could be a real player and policymaker. Vice president, this is about the only actual power that they have, discretionary power in their own hands. And this could be very significant. You know, they have eliminated the use of the filibuster in connection with a lot of confirmations, including judgeships. And, you know, she could very easily become a voice that has to be listened to on those nominations, because without her vote, they may not be able to confirm a lot of people. And if she's not getting the, you know, kind of progressive say that she wants, you know, they may have to negotiate with her. And she doesn't have to take instructions from Biden. This is an independent power of the vice presidency, and I don't know that we've ever had a situation quite like this before.
About 40 seconds each, and then I just have a heartbreak. DJ, you first. What will we hear from Donald Trump for the next month?
Oh, God. I can't imagine that he's going to be able to stay quiet for, you know, more than a couple of days. But, you know, some of his outlets have, of course, shut him down. But I imagine we'll start to get rumblings of, you know, what his future plans are, whether it's media plans or political plans. You know, I think that his limelight habit is pretty strong. He won't be able to stay out.
John?
I think in order to talk to the American people, he's going to need to talk to the press, which is clearly something he does not want to do. It's why he so misses the unfiltered megaphone of social media. And so I think he's going to continue to lie low for at least a bit. And part of it is he certainly will begin to talk much more as he finally finds a defense team for the eventual impeachment trial. Then we'll hear more from him about that specific issue.
Excellent, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Look forward to it next week.
Thank you. Take care, John.
DJ Tice and John Rash with excellent insight. We should say, too, yesterday the three of us were adamant that Donald Trump would not leave a note for Joe Biden. The reports are out there that Donald Trump did leave a note for his replacement. Text me. What do you think will happen with Donald Trump over the next month? I still think he's going to be on TV very soon. He obviously, his platforms are different. I can't imagine what he's looking at right now at Mar-a-Lago with the power he's had. What do you think will happen with the former president? Send me a text, 651-989-9226. CBS and Adam up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.